It was around this time of year in 2010 when a ballot measure that would have legalized recreational marijuana in California fell sharply in the polls. Proposition 64 has so far avoided that fate, as Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford reports.
6 years ago, Proposition 19 held a 7 or 10 point lead until late October, when those numbers flipped. Proposition 64 has continued to hold a healthy majority in the latest Field and Public Policy Institute of California polls.
The other time it was an ugly, fierce campaign, and this time not so much.
Democratic political consultant Steve Maviglio says part of it is that times have changed.
There's a lot of states doing this. The industry's come a long way. Second, the electorate has changed. It's gotten a lot younger. Opposition to this has come from seniors and people older, and there's really no funded opposition this time around.
The Yes campaign has outspent the No campaign more than tenfold, $22 million to $2 million, after the writers of this year's ballot initiative worked with cities, counties, and cannabis growers who opposed the 2010 measure. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.